Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Peeps, no purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
All
right, you 609ers, I missed you yesterday. Make it up for me today. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that time on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Whoa.
Thank you, Jeff Hildebrand.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
13 minutes, he would set us at the terminal gate.
Our ass is in the jackpot now. Our ass is in the jackpot.
I heard you.
Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Yakshimash.
Dobre.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
I like it a lot.
I got to hand it to you. That was good.
Thanks, Terry Bradshaw.
Ziggity diggity.
What up?
Is that Ricky Schaefer?
No Ricky Schaefer today.
When the pilot told us in 13 minutes, he was
Woo! Dip your chip. Dip your chip.
I don't know who you are.
Los Angeles.
You gotta be kidding me.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whooping Suey, Los Angeles!
My dog right here, K-Girl, she loves these tidbits. Hey, I'm telling you, they're big time.
What's up, K-Girl? Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Tuesday, June 23rd. Glad you're with us today. Glad to be back in studio. Missed you, boys. Good morning, Roger.
Miss you too, bud.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
I got a chance to listen to a little bit of the show before I jumped on, and then I jumped off for all the greatness that was coming in here. And so I'm sure you had one of the greatest shows ever.
Actually, a lot of people said that.
The star power with Pigskin and Bill Vickery, the brain power, the star power. Yes, Christian is he's snatched the pebble from my hand.
Yeah, he was the pebble.
I got a busy show today. No Rick Schaefer, he's down in the beach, and we said, Rick, he goes, I've never really taken a day off. I said, why don't you take the day off?
Does he have on a big floppy hat?
And he said, you're down on the beach with your family, take the day off.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to do. Where's our bell? Somebody commandeer our bell. There you go. Let's give that up. So glad Rick is having a day off. We'll have a visit with John Daly, as always, at 7:30, brought to you by Honda of Russellville, our good friends in Russellville. Marsha Martin, the blonde in boots, is jumping on with us this morning. Remember, we've had her on, and she was the woman who became sort of a
because you pointed her out.
Yeah, everybody's trying to think who the blonde was in the
who
boots.
Was the hot blonde in the boots
sitting on
the
court
row.
Side.
She's obviously
super supporter. Her and her husband Marty super supporter of the Razorbacks. She's flying up to New York today for the draft tonight, and obviously invitation of Coach Cal. So we'll visit with her about 8:15. Chuck Gatlin will be up. We'll play a little family feud brought to you by Southern Bank. Fitting that we're going to talk with Marsha. Her plane is black or deep blue. I can't tell for sure. And it's got pink lining. Today's National Pink Day, Roger.
I did not see
National
that.
Pink
I
Day.
Did I know? I'm a fan.
It's also National Hydration Day. And I think there's a reason for that, Roger. I think we're getting ready to get hot.
Well, second day of summer.
Yeah, second day
second
of summer.
Full day, full maybe day. Two and a half
full
days
day.
Full
day, he said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's also National Family Owned and Operated Businesses Day. And that's actually what Marsha Martin is, that she's a family owned business. If you got a family owned business out there, holler at us, pop us a text, we'll give them a shout out. We appreciate those. And what that basically means, it means you have family members that are involved with you. You know, not just yourself, but it's the family's in it. You know what I'm saying, Roger? The family. The family.
I'm making one on free camera finish.
Thanks, straight it is.
Same with supply.
That's the family on bed. It is, right? It's a perfect example. Brothers are involved. Dad's involved.
Summerwood Sports.
Yeah, Summerwood Sports. Have super
Torpedo
family.
Joe's.
Yeah.
Even Torpedo Joe's.
Love it. Love the family themed or family owned and operated businesses.
Never go against the family.
No, you don't. Also, it's National Typewriter Day. Miss the sound of the old typewriter. Do we have that sounder?
Do we have a sound?
Do we have that sounder, Christian?
You know what? Do we have it? I'm going to look for it, Christian.
Great question.
Obviously had a lot of a sports activity yesterday. We'll start with last night, Roger. Oklahoma does it. Seventh SEC school in a row. To win a national championship. They did it in dominating fashion, 13-2. And the storyline, the brother storyline.
Right.
I was sort of late to the game on this one, but I didn't realize the kid who knocked in. He was 1 of 13 coming into last night in the World Series. He had one hit, 13 at-bats. He hits he had six RBIs, three hits, and he has a three-run homer to the ninth. And his last at-bat, Roger, was a home run.
Wow.
Guess what happened three games earlier, when his brother, who plays for Georgia, guess what he did his last at-bat? Hits a home run, comes around the bases, slaps his brother's hand. His brother's there in the stands last night, the one from Georgia. It gives me chills thinking about it. And so Oklahoma, poor North Carolina now. You can say what you want to, Razorback fans. That's 13 times for them and not winning. What is that for us, Christian? Do we know how many times we've been without winning?
To the World Series?
Been in the final?
No, just been to the World Series. Carolina's done it 13, Florida State 25. They're the king. I think we
won. Think like eight?
Well, we've been five or six with Dave Inhorn, right? And probably two or three with LeBron. So, I think eight or nine. Final score, as I mentioned, 13-2. How about this? Sooners are 43-23. I bet you that is the highest loss total of a national champion ever. You mean, remember, they finished 11th in the conference. Remember this next year. They finished 11th in the conference during the regular season. They didn't even win one game. We wasted our time in Hoover getting to the final game. They didn't win one game. They lost to Missouri. Go home, and guess what? They get – and then they're down. Listen, they lost the first game to Georgia Tech. They're down 8-2. Boom, watch out. Somebody lit a fuse, and it was over with. They just played with confidence, and pretty cool story.
Yeah.
So that happened last night. Now, we mentioned tonight you got
– You said seven straight SEC teams?
Yeah, seven straight. Yeah, of course, football, we used to do that. Now it hadn't happened as much in football and basketball. But in baseball,
SEC's,
it sure is.
Well, SEC's baseball.
It is. It's baseball dominant. Christian, tonight's your night. I know you'll have the popcorn out watching the NBA lottery or the draft, rather. The question is, where will Darius Etcuff Jr. go?
Where's he going, Christian?
So you got Washington 1, Utah 2, Memphis 3, Chicago Bulls 4, Clippers 5, Brooklyn Nets 6, Kings 7, Hawks 8. Surely he's going to be in that top 8, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
What do you think?
I think his floor is 7 with the Kings, and I think he'll end up going to the Kings.
You think he's going to? Whoa, that's not exciting, is it?
No, it's not.
Ooh.
Why isn't it?
I guess the Kings
stink.
Aren't right. The Kings stink.
Yeah, okay, but I mean.
They always
you
have.
Won't you follow,
they always will.
Won't you follow him?
Oh, yeah, we'll follow. Say, puts it, like, it's almost like Joe Klein. Uh-huh. You know where Joe went? The Sacramento Kings.
I mean, they have good picks occasionally. Like, they pick Tyrese Haliburton, and they just happen to trade him away the next year.
What do you think? What do you think he's thinking? Thinking, crap, man. I wish I could somehow get moved up to. Ahead of him, as we mentioned, Brooklyn Nets, the Clippers.
Not a bastion of the NBA either. But.
How cool would it be to play for the Bulls, even though, you know.
No, the Bulls are also awful.
But it's still the Bulls, and you get a chance in Chicago. Maybe bring them back. Grizzlies, that would be cool to have him close to the third. But we're not going to see him. What's the highest he could go?
Probably 5.
That would shock us.
I don't think he'll go to the Clippers, though.
Okay. That's our NBA contributor and analyst and consultant.
I would be shocked if he was to go any higher than...
All right, I go to all our Razorback fans out there listening. Let's see how good you do on this. All right. Since the lottery's picks came into being in 1985, came into existence, give me the 8 Razorbacks that have, since 1985, have been picked in the lottery. And what would that be? The top, how many picks is that?
14.
14.
Yeah.
So, can I go?
Portis.
Well, let's you guys work together.
Portis.
Okay. Portis is not on there. Hey, hold on, let me sit here.
Oh, Joe.
Well, Joe would have been 1985. Yeah.
1985. Okay, you got a good start there. Joe Klein, number one.
Yeah, Joe Johnson.
He went sixth.
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson is fourth. He went in the tenth pick, 2001.
So there's Anthony Black.
Anthony Black, that was our guy. We had him on our show every week during the season. He went sixth overall. Tied Joe, if you can believe that.
We're not going to count Acuff, though, right?
No, don't count Acuff. Yeah. So you still got a few left. You got two in between Joe Klein and Joe Johnson.
Yeah,
85 and 2001. You got two. You got two, I said.
Did Corey Beck go high?
Nope.
Now, who is it?
Come on. Think about it.
Yeah, he just.
Put your thinking caps.
Corliss was
1995. He was 13th. Yeah. There's still one between Corliss and Joe Klein. Roger Scott, get this. Come on, think about it. Think about it. When you think of the greatest to play, some of the greatest to play on.
Oh, Sid.
No. This is 1985.
The greatest to ever play.
Okay, I'm just going to give you another. I hate to do this because you're going to go, it's embarrassing. You had to give us that clue. Wow. One of the greatest scorers of all time in the history of the Razorback basketball program. Matter of fact, we've talked about he should have his jersey hanging.
Ty Day.
Yes.
In your face.
Yeah, well, that was, yeah, it took a while to get that done.
Well, first of all, then, do you listen? You give me credit for it. Welcome back.
He went eighth in 1992. So you got Joe Klein, 85, went sixth. Ty Day went eighth in 1992. Corliss went 13th in 95.
Right.
Joe Johnson, 2001 Celtics, went 10th. Now there's two more before you get to Anthony Black in 2023 that went sixth. Two.
Was Ronnie Brewer?
Brewer is correct, Christian. Not a way to keep working your way through it. He was 14th in 2006. There's one more between Ronnie Brewer and Anthony Black, and I'll give you a hint. You will get this in less than one second.
Dan Gafford, no.
No, come on. Christian, you're our NBA guy.
You blew it. That's throwing me off now.
You are our NBA. Listen, Christian does normally, he hardly ever misses a question.
Yeah, he hardly.
So make him feel bad. All right, I'll give you the ultimate hint. Ready? Because you'll get it in less than 1 second. He'll be here in Little Rock in about 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, Moses Moody.
Yeah. Oh, this Moody.
That's what I was thinking.
So Joe Klein, Todd Day, Corliss Williamson, Joe Johnson, Ronnie Brewer, Moses Moody, Anthony Black are all guys that have been in the top 14 picks. With our buddy Joe Klein and Anthony Black being the top. I'm like you, Roger. Of course, you know, Sidney, I think, went what? Did he go four? I think Sidney went four.
I think it may have been three.
It might have been. So that was before the lottery did. And of course, you know, how many of those are one and doneers? Black, Moody.
That's it, right?
Is that it? Yeah. The other big story last night was the Greek freak, Giannis. Say his last name, Raj.
Oh, my gosh. I used to.
You used to cassette all the time.
All the time.
Kristen, help him out.
Guys, it's been 12 years. He's been in the league 12 years.
Whoa!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
See, nobody wants to say that last name.
Nobody.
Yeah, did you say Giannis? Greek freak.
Yeah.
So we've been hearing about this possible trade. So apparently, is it a done deal, Christian? Or
he's gone. Yeah,
so it's gone. He's going to the Heat. And our man, you mentioned Bobby Portis. So what happened with him?
He's going with him to Miami.
Wow! Holy cow! Miami dealing.
He's gonna love the Heat.
He's gonna love the Heat. And what else happened in that? What about Kalair?
Kal-El, Superman.
Superman's son.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasparis Iakoumenis.
Wait a minute.
First of all,
you can't
clear your throat.
You can't throw that out there quick and move on. Say, slow down. Do it again.
So Miami sent Tyler Hero, Kal-El Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kasparis Iakoumenis, and three first rounders.
It's a joke. It's a setup.
That sounds like a menu.
Those two names. I'm not sure I've ever heard of those two names you mentioned.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. was a great coach.
Who?
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I've never.
What did you see away?
I think you can order that at Taziki.
We need to get Meg Marion. We need to get Meg Marion in here. And what was the second one after that?
Kasparis Iakoumenis. He played at Illinois, not last year, but the year.
That is why you're on the show, Christian, exactly because right. you're gonna help exactly that out for me
again,
and Roger.
Another item on the Taziki menu.
So anyway, that's a blockbuster trade. Now, so what did poor Milwaukee get out of this? They just completely cleaned them out.
Oh, well, I just told you.
I'm sorry.
Ware.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
so,
those guys.
So those are the guys that went from.
And they got three first rounders.
I thought Ware maybe was sitting the bench at. He's actually a starter at Miami. Was a starter at Miami.
He was off and on, Miami. He may start for the Bucks, although I think they'll probably end up starting Miles Turner.
How good was that high school team in North Little Rock? It was Moses Moody and Ware, really right? Good. Wow. And they won the state, correct?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah. So that happens tonight. Also, did you see any things you can give us, Christian, on the U of A basketball schedule? Anything interesting? I know we know who the home and home opponents are: Missouri, LSU, Alabama. Those are the three.
It came out yesterday.
Oh, they're the permanent home and home opponents. So that's Missouri. It's almost like football. It's right. Yeah, it's almost like football, isn't it? Right? Is Missouri and LSU still our? Who are our three permanent football?
That's a great question. I can't remember.
Yeah, listen, it's ridiculous how much they've moved them around. But of course, we know the non-conference game. Michigan State on Thanksgiving Day. You got North Carolina December 1st, Arizona and Phoenix in Central Michigan December 22nd. You also got Gonzaga preseason exhibition. I didn't know if you saw anything. We also host Ole Miss, Auburn, Georgia, Oklahoma, Mississippi State, and Florida. Also,
LSU, Missouri, Texas is football's permanent.
Okay, LSU, Missouri, Texas. Okay, wow. What about Lionel Messi?
Yeah. Lionel Messi.
Oh, is it Lionel? Excuse me. Lionel. Roger, it's Lionel.
It's Lionel.
Lionel.
It's
Lionel. Yeah. Lionel.
And is he like 39?
38, I believe.
And he scored another two goals. He's all-time Roger, the leading World Cup. Now, I wonder when Pele was playing, did they have the World Cup like it is today? I would imagine there's no way.
What do you mean?
I just don't think that there's no way the structure was the same.
I think they just expanded this year to have more teams.
Yeah, I think there are probably more games today, which makes, I mean, nothing against Pele.
I'd have to see how many games each have played.
Hey, Iraq goes down last night to France. Roger, 3-0. Jordan, no way they can hang with Algeria. They lose 2-1.
Not a chance.
And Senegal loses to Norway 3-2.
Right,
are you keeping up, Christian?
Yeah, I watch pretty much every game I can.
So the Americans play Thursday, right? And who we got Thursday?
Turkey.
What?
Turkey.
Turkey. Yeah. Is that right? Is that her echoing them talking about that the other day?
Well, we talked about it.
Is that right? And I think I heard somebody, they kept going, Turkey. And I go, wait a minute. Yeah. That's Turkey?
Yeah, they've decided to.
What's going on? All these countries are doing
it. Well, people are tired of the Americanizing of it.
That's what it is. Is that what this is about?
Pretty much.
No doubt, yeah.
Turkey. Listen, you know what? It may be Turkey to you, but it'll always be Turkey to me.
Right. Well, when I go to the deli, I'm going to ask for some more Turkey.
What was the other one? It was Turkey, and then what was the other one? No, it was there's another country at the very beginning. We go, what? Paraguay.
Well, that's always
been. Paraguay's always been either one or the other. Are you talking about
It depends
Chechia?
On where you're from. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Czechia?
Czechia.
For Czech Republic?
Yeah, the Czechia.
Czechia.
Czechia. Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, welcome to America, everybody. I know y'all probably talked about
that. It's what America does. Listen, try to Americanize.
Hey, the other thing that happened yesterday, we'll get to a little bit later, too. And, Christian, I know you know who this guy is. Clive Davis dies at age 94. One of the...
Whitney Houston?
Yes, that was his... I mean, he worked with everybody, Roger. He worked to the 60s. What's that? Yeah, he did.
I think he just came out. Yeah.
Had four kids. That's what I was. And it said his partner Greg on.
Yeah, I know.
They just recently. But you know what? You know what his nickname was? Come on, bring it to me.
Oh, he was a genius.
No.
Yeah,
the music man. They called him the something ear. Something ear.
Oh, the golden ear.
Golden ear is correct. That's exactly right. He could. Barry Manilow, all of them. He resurrected Aretha Franklin's career.
He did. He
in 1980.
He did, and she's on the charts at this time in the early 80s.
Right? I don't think he was a real music man. I think he was an attorney. Started there.
I think you might be right.
I think and somehow he learns to be able to hear how songs go, how they work. Also, too, we'll talk about Toy Story 5. Did you see the numbers? Massive back-to-theater numbers, and there's one probably reason for that. What is it?
Kids movie?
Nope. Not good enough, Christian.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, think about it. Why did this Toy Story all of a sudden double?
Oh, is what's his name back?
No. It's not what's his name.
Oh, Ella Langley's in it.
No, it's what's her name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Her fans.
Oh, Taylor Swift?
That's exactly right. It was 40 million more than what the previous.
She's in it?
No, her song's in it.
Okay.
Her song's in it, and she put it out there, and a brilliant move by the movie makers.
Wow, that made it for that?
That's the impact. That's how big her following in.
That's outstanding.
The 160 million is domestic. I think they did 160 internationally, so I think made $300 million bucks. Which, listen, you don't get to do that in the theater very much anymore. You know, it's everybody, it goes to streaming so quick. And so, yeah.
Theater's having a good year.
What's that?
Theaters are having a good year.
Yeah, we got to come up with our movie. Are we going to go with Night and Day?
I think we are.
Did anybody see Night and Day? It is a sort of an unknown Tom Cruise movie. It's one of my faves.
The one with
the blonde?
Two-Face?
Cameron Diaz.
Okay. Cameron. Ooh.
No. I don't mean that in the bad way. It's just how I describe it. No, she looks different in different times.
So you have seen it?
No. I haven't seen it.
It's actually a good film.
All I can tell you is I've seen her on the back of a motorcycle.
The reason you'll like it is it's got a little bit of Reacher. The Cruise Reacher.
Okay, yeah, big fan.
It's got a little bit of that in there. And it almost sort of seems
like... So it's a comedy?
It is. It's sort of a comedy, serious death comedy.
Death comedy.
Yeah, it's a death comedy. It goes a
death comedy?
It can go serious, but it also has lighter moments in it.
Okay.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. It's easy to text or call. Glad you're with us. What's that, man?
Aerosmith.
Wow, I don't think I've ever heard this.
Oh, a little 10-inch.
What? All right, do not go away. Glad you're here. 6:30. Good morning, man.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, the stars once again showed up. Argentina beat Austria 2-0 as Lionel Messi became the all-time leading scorer in World Cup history, getting a brace. A brace is 2 goals in one game. He got his record-breaking goal in 38th minute, which broke the tie with Germany's Miroslav Klose, and another in the 95th minute, which was his 18th goal of his World Cup career. In Game 2, France beat Iraq 3-0. Kylian Mbappe also got a brace, moving into a tie with Klose for second all-time at 16 goals. He has 16 goals in 16 World Cup games. In Game 3, Erling Haaland also bagged a brace, getting 2 goals, as Norway beat Senegal 3-1. In 2 World Cup games in his career, he has 4 goals. Then in the final game, Algeria beat Jordan 2-1. Today in the World Cup, Portugal will play Uzbekistan at noon. England will take on Ghana at 3. Croatia and Panama will go at it at 6. And Colombia will face off against the Democratic Republic of Congo at 9. The first 3 games will be on Fox. The final game will be on FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 30% chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy and a high of 83 degrees. Those rain showers possible this afternoon. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with an overnight low of 70. Tomorrow, just 84 the high and a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com. Or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to FixMyLowT.com to book your free T-test today. That's FixMyLowT.com.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. And I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Great song right there. It's one of Tommy's favorites. Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy. Bow, 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 bow. 6:33. He was born on a summer day. Great to be back with the boys. We're still one down. Somebody asked, any update on Justin? No. We have not talked to him, given him his space, he and his family, let him do his thing, and when we get him back, we'll be excited. He'll be, I'm sure... Hopefully he wants to come back, but I think he will. But I'm sure he'll be excited to talk about some Razorback sports. Someone says here, listen, let's hear this hook here, Raj. Here we go. That goes out to the outlaw, Tommy Smith.
Outlaw Gator. How about you, buddy? How about you, Gator?
Someone says, Baz didn't mention the Dusty May move from Michigan. Well, yeah, I guess you alluded to it.
We talked about that yesterday. Pigskin was not happy about it.
It broke.
Does that tell you something about just the nature of college sports right now? That, man, I'm ready. I've done my deal. Let's go. I want to get out of this mess and get in the NBA.
Say, you know, what happens to any of the portal players are on those teams?
Yeah, I think they immediately they immediately get the chance to move. Yeah.
I think they have a chance, or the team gets to hire their next head coach, and once they make their hire, they have a 15-day window to enter the portal and find a new team, I believe. That's what the players.
Someone's saying former Razorbacks drafted by Sacramento, Joe Walsh.
I think he's talking about Jordan Walsh.
Jordan Walsh. Sent to Boston.
I guess he was drafted by the Kings and sent immediately.
I did not realize. I didn't look at it. Corliss Williamson.
I knew Corliss was drafted.
Wow, all those guys went to the Kings. Yeah. Gosh. Man, that's
Jordan
tough.
Didn't. He was sent on draft night.
Charles Ballantyne, 1985, also went. I did not know that.
Charles at 85, huh?
Yeah. May he rest in peace. Great guy. Someone says, Baz, hey, yeah, from Cabot, 501. Yeah, he started out as a lawyer for the record company, and then eventually took it over.
Okay.
How do you, that, you know, you started as an attorney. It's almost like the guy.
Well, he learned a bit, smart enough to learn the bit.
He did. And it reminds me. Yeah, he had an ear.
He had a golden
had
ear.
Had a gold in my ear. Are we best friends? No, you'd have to say it at the same time.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Chris,
you know who gold in my ear is?
Gold of my ear? Yeah. I do not. Yeah. No.
The famous political figure back in the day in the Middle Eastern discussion. We'll get Pigskin to break that down. Yeah,
yeah,
Roger.
Let's do it.
It's like the guy on American Idol. Who's the guy? Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a music guy. I don't think he's a music guy that he knows music. In other words, like can play instruments. I just think he's got the ear, right, Christian? I think
it's like Rick Rubin.
What did he do? What did Simon Cowell ever do?
Well, he just was the guy that the reason he started.
Got talent,
he started.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that, but I mean, I don't put him in the same vein.
He's not a Clive Davis, he didn't make anybody a star.
But did he?
Yeah, he did.
He had some.
I think he did One Direction, and he also did
One Direction.
What is? Who's the other one?
Take That, the Robbie Williams.
Like boys groups, you know, and then, but I think his main thing,
the British equivalent of Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. So, but, even then, to put together music shows like that, you seem like you got to, you know, he's judging music. You think he's got to have some, but same thing with Clive Davis. He becomes a lawyer and thinks, hey, I think that sounds pretty good. And then also, Christian, I'm surprised you didn't push us on this, is that he went and he got into the rap game.
Yeah, he was.
Biggie Smalls, right? Is that right?
Well, I think he was in league with Puff Daddy.
I knew he did Puff Daddy, but I thought he had done before Puff Daddy. I thought he went.
No, P. Diddy and Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
Notorious B.I.G. were like a tandem.
Okay, well, maybe that's what it was. And then who else? Pharrell and who's the other guy that you see? John Legend, I think. Is it Legend? Yeah.
John Legend?
Yeah. I think it was those two that they showed the pictures of with him. So. Yeah, listen, I'm gonna go back and watch the 2-hour deal, the music of our time or something on Clive Davis. His big find was Whitney.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the one that I know more. But yeah. Listen, if he found Manilow, that wasn't shabby.
That's curious if he did.
I
don't know the full story. How much he found him? If he found him late in his career, middle of his career?
He was with like Bette Midler or something.
This is why we need you out there listening, because you give us all the information we need.
You give us stuff.
Robert says we are one of only four schools in the SEC that haven't won it in baseball. Is that right?
One of only four. Okay.
Out of sixteen,
one of them that haven't.
Sounds about right.
Who are the four that hadn't?
Us?
Not Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt's actually won a couple of them.
Missouri, have they?
No, I bet you that's it. Missouri, us. Kentucky?
I would guess Kentucky.
Why don't you look that up?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Let's see here. Hogs Roger, this according to the 870-917-4. Right. I thought I was going to throw out your number there. Didn't get a game. No, how many appearances have the Hogs had at the World Series, according to this listener?
In the World Series?
Yeah, and because
not
World
the
Series.
Finals.
No, just getting.
Eight.
What do you think, Christian?
I'm going to go slightly higher. I'll go 11.
12. Mm. 12. Hey, so 12 times. We're not far off. What did I say Carolina's was? It was 13?
Yeah.
That's what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was in the 10 to 10, he's mine.
That is, that's tough.
We should be happy.
Yeah, listen, we got a good program. Yeah, I'm
we
not.
Got a good
program.
We got a good
I know everybody's complaining about that.
It's a great program. It's a good program.
Hey, coming up a little bit later, we're going to visit with our buddy John Daly at 7:30, brought to you our friends at Honda of Russellville. We're going to visit with Marsha Martin. Every time I say Marsha,
Marsha Martin.
She is the blonde in boots. She doesn't mind being called that. Yeah. She's got the, she's super successful, sold her company for millions. Got a couple planes. She's taking the plane with a stiletto heel on it.
If you've got a plane with a stiletto heel on it, you take it.
Do you remember, dang straight, do you remember why she put the stiletto heel?
No.
Kristen, well, you weren't on the show with us when we had her.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
I tell you, it's hard to remember. How long have you been with us now? A year?
Beginning of February. No.
I'm kidding.
Like 5 months.
See, it's hard for me to figure out what part of the basketball season. You really got a large part of it, didn't you?
I got most of it, I think.
That's true. It was January. New year, new start. It had nothing to do with lipstick.
When she walked to the plane, yeah. She wanted to remember all the miles she walked in those high heels selling her product to knocking on doors and all that, which I love it. You know, some people don't like that kind of stuff. Some people were sort of like, I can't believe, you know, you're saying the hottie on the court. I'm just saying what everybody else is saying. She's an attractive woman, blonde hair, it stands out. And she always
said a lot of people think it. You said it out loud. Yeah, I mean,
she wears things that bring attention to her.
Sort of Liberace, absolutely. There's a reason for that. I mean, she's not upset. Listen, she's got a stiletto on her plane,
and she's fun.
She doesn't mind being looked at.
She's fun. Her and her husband have put the money where the mouth is. You know, they've given it at least $5-10 million, maybe more. Who knows? Maybe more.
So that's got to be that's a why great she's write off, isn't it? Isn't that when you give it to a charity?
Her name's
like
on the side of the building. And Roger, that's why they're flying at the invitation of Cal to go up and watch the draft.
Money buys access. Christian.
And little did we know. You know, I think she lives across the street from our good buddy Val Hansen. Little did we know that there was a Frank Fletcher connection. How crazy is that?
They go back as far as how they made their
I think he helped get her started.
Good for him.
We'll have her on at I guess 8:15. Then Chuck Gatlin will play a little Family Feud. He'll tell us what's going on the station. Someone says, where is it here? Don't think Auburn has won the College World Series. Did you find that yet, Christian?
Yeah, the list I'm seeing is Alabama, Auburn, Arkansas, Kentucky, A&M.
Say that again.
That's five, though.
That's right. Say it again.
Alabama, Auburn, Arkansas, Kentucky, A&M.
Boy, I'm surprised Auburn and Alabama have never won. I don't know why I should say that, because we haven't won one either.
So I'm looking up.
We've got a better program. We've had the better historic program than Alabama and Auburn in baseball. Now, they had Bo Jackson and Frank Thomas, right? But I don't think they've been to 12 World Series or 13. What did I say? What were we, 13 or 12? I don't think they've had as many World Series appearances, Roger.
Had that many football championships.
Yeah. Here's one. Shout out to Simmons Bank from the 903 down in Texas. Fitting that they send us a shout out to Simmons Bank for bringing Ella, Langley?
Yeah.
Langley, yeah.
To Simmons Bank Arena, going to try and take my 4-year-old daughter who's been a fan since she was 2. We try to get her tickets to OKC, Kansas City, and St. Louis.
She's been true half her life.
But the bots are so bad and snagged all the tickets, hoping I can get them this go around. Now, we did see our friend. Super salesman for the Buzz, James Ballantyne, said that every ticket. Did he say that, or did he?
I don't know.
Read what he said. He acted like even the normal tickets are $300. Now, she's the hottest thing. Roger, we brought her up the other day, and you didn't know who she was.
Yeah, I still don't. It's lower bowl to the side, not floor seats, $314 a ticket.
That's sort of the side.
Lower
that's not even
bowl
four. Yeah, lower
to
bowl.
The side,
that's where we normally sit.
Not floor seats, $314.
She's the one who's got the two songs.
I'm sure I've seen her on stage.
I Think You Love Me. Okay. Remember that? She teams up with Riley Green, I think. Is it Riley Green that does the duo with her?
It's the Excuse Me. Yeah, something like that.
What's the rest of it? Excuse Me.
You Look Like You Love Me.
You Look Like I Need It.
No, that's not it. And then the new one is I think...
Choosing Texas. That's a big one.
Let's see if we can find that for us. We'll play that. We're going to have Jana and Michael up tomorrow, Roger, on the show to talk about. They can give us a scoop on that. Yeah. But I agree with you on that. 661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show, we'll go ahead and take a break.
What did I say?
What's that?
You agree with? What did I say?
I don't remember.
You said I agree with you. What did I say that you agree with?
I can't remember now. I've already moved on.
Well, you can't, because I don't think I said anything.
I'm in the fast lane. All in all, I had a great time with Jeff Hildebrand yesterday, Roger. Great guy over at Centennial Bank.
He is a great
long-time
guy.
Friend.
Beep, shout out.
He was doing that back and forth with me in the car. It was really cute.
Way to go, Jeff. Hey, listen, a lot of people don't want to do it. It's like,
let me tell you what. I felt slow in the passenger seat with him. I'm like, okay, it's on. And he's all about the Waze. Does anybody out there use Waze?
Well, if you're going to do that kind of drive.
I have occasionally.
It's a community, Roger. Like, if you see a police officer, you press a little button and go, police, I just passed a police officer. And if anybody else does it, they go, hey, we've got one up here.
Is that I thought it was to let you know about traffic snarls.
It does. Well, it does. It does that, too. Car on the side of the road. Car on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But now, listen.
Yeah, but then you have to be, also delete it, right? If you go by it and don't see it anymore, let someone know.
Yeah,
that,
you do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
And the other thing is, though, a couple times, it did not show the police officer. I said, Jeff, what's going on? He said, you need radar detector. And we got into that. When we come back, I said, don't blow it right now. I said, I used to have one of those back, you know, when I was in college. It was a big deal to go from Florida or whatever, and I got one. I said, I can't remember the name of it. And he told me, I guess, that's it. That was like the Porsche of radar detectors. Right. We'll come back, we'll see. Matter of fact, you can pop us a text. What was it? What was I thinking of? I said, and he goes, when he told me, I thought, oh, that's the top of the line if you got that one. All right, don't go away. We're going to have... June Carter Cash's birthday today, Johnny and Junior. Thank you, Rod.
The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their Summer Special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new, or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Rog. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. All rights are here.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Neil deGrasse Tyson says, ever since childhood, I've wanted to be abducted by aliens. Now, as a professional astrophysicist armed with the knowledge of the size, age, and composition of the cosmos, I know that nothing prevents any of us from imagining a universe teeming with life. Really? Dr. Tyson and his ilk can imagine that all they want, but there's no evidence. Nil, zip, nada. If an alien ever does show up, I take him to Doubleby's, and he would love some of the snacks, drinks, coffee, or anything else their solar system doesn't have. But Doubleby's has it because we have it all. And if any aliens are listening right now, know this, Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm.
one's coming.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, there it is. Ella Langley.
Just when I thought I got in the fall.
You recognize it, Raj?
No.
It's got a great hook to it.
She's a hottie. Brunette, right?
Yeah, she's a hottie.
Youngster.
Got a great
college.
Got a great hook to it.
Put him right back into her arms. I wasn't a match for that kind of spark. She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, that's a monster hit. Good little ditty. Good little ditty.
Oh, yeah.
And of course she's easy on the eyes.
So that's a girl.
Christian, you are a vocalist. What do you think about her?
She's fine.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm not a professional vocalist by any means.
Listen, you for a tush, you are. You're our professional vocalist.
We want you to do an Ella song right now.
And I'm going to be, what was the guy from American Idol I said?
Randy Jackson.
No, what's the guy?
Simon Cowell.
I'm the Simon Cowell of this show.
He is the Simon Cowell.
And listen, I'm getting you up there.
And sometimes the Clive Davis, if it helps.
You know, it's weird. Everybody's dying. Everybody's dying, man.
Oh, dude. I know.
People are dying that have never died before.
Yeah, no. Yesterday.
You're right.
Who was the financial guy? He got to 100. Give him credit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like the interest rate architect guy.
Of the American economy, pretty much.
Yeah, what's his name? He had a famous wife, too.
I missed it.
661-1037. That's why we need you out there listening to all you smart folks. We can't get it done without you. Yeah, when you hear it, you'll go, oh, yeah. He was the guy that
a hundred.
He's 100. He is synonymous. He is synonymous with
finances,
with finances of our country. Yeah,
is it Wilford Brimley?
Hey, if you missed diabetes. It, Oklahoma wins
who?
National.
Who?
I said diabetes.
No, national championship last night, 13-2. It's their third, Roger. Their last one was 94. So congrats to those. I was texting Dari Noka of the SEC Network, and Dari is a huge Oklahoma guy.
Okay.
And so Jeff and I were driving yesterday. No,
Alan before. Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan. Roger, recognize him?
I do remember him.
Yeah, he got to 100. Who was his wife? See who his wife was.
Okay.
So, Roger, Sunday, we're driving down to Tuscaloosa. By the way, I got to talk a little bit more about Tuscaloosa. Good Lord. I called Dari Noka and I said, you know, he's on the SEC Network, but he's in Charlotte. So I say, Dari, just want to go ahead and say congratulations on, yeah, you guys are going to win the national championship. I'm going to call it right now. You're going to call right now, Dar. You guys got it. Because they've been 1-0. And, of course, you know, they lose Sunday night. So I'm thinking, you know, I've sent him that. I've cursed him.
Right.
So I was very relieved to see where he got on a plane and got to Omaha to watch the game. He was there last night.
Oh, nice.
So we may get him on the show later in the week. And I tell you, Roger, it's such a, when that happens, when you win the national championship in one of three sports, football, basketball, the big three, or baseball, it does something to your community.
Sure does.
Did you see who was there last night by chance?
No.
So I'll give you.
All right.
I'll give you three
male,
guesses.
Female.
Male. Who was there in the stands watching the
Blake
game?
Blake Shelton is a guess.
No. That's
Garth
a good
Brooks.
One. I'll give you
entertainment.
Non-performer.
Non-performer.
Yeah.
Non-performer.
Tied to
Baker Mayfield.
Tied to Oklahoma. That's a good guess, but
tied
no.
to Oklahoma.
Cower Murray.
Bigger than both of them.
Barry Switzer.
Blake Griffin.
Barry Switzer is one of the two.
All right.
And then right in front of him was
non-performer.
When he gets on camera, if you know that they're going to be showing the thing and there's a connection to Oklahoma.
John 3:16 guy?
No. He's connected with Barry Switzer and Oklahoma.
Boz.
Boz is correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the two most publicized. They're sitting right in front of each other.
How did Barry look?
He's, you know, 86 years old, but he's there, man. Wow. He's out doing it.
Way to go, Barry.
Yeah, exactly
what
right.
What a dude.
And then I just mentioned Dari Noka. So, like, if the Razorbacks were to get to that championship game, you know, Joe Klein went, remember Oregon State? You know, yeah. You thought people go and you want to be a part of it. And everybody celebrates, you know. Now, listen, I know not everybody's a Razorback fan, but in general, when you have something, when you're the best in the nation, it's really cool to accomplish that. And you do it together. And it's so unifying. Many great stories. And just, I mean, I kept showing that kid's brother. He can't believe what just happened. His brother was 1 of 13 going into that game last night. It's been terrible. And he just hits home run his last at bat for Georgia. It slaps him on the hand as he goes by. His brother's last at bat last night. He gets six. He's got six RBIs. He hits a 3-run homer. He looks like he weighs 120 pounds. His brother can't believe it. He's like, I can't believe what I'm watching. Right. And just all those storylines. Of course, you know, the North Carolina kid whose dad had died. You know, his first Father's Day without his dad, of course, they won on Father's Day, so that was a cool deal. And so, anyway, I just love the different, you know, storylines that happened. So, anyway, congratulations to Oklahoma. Tonight you got the draft. Darius Acuff Jr., where will he be?
Our question of the day will be, where do you think Darius Acuff Jr. ends up? So
What's your choices?
You'll have one of four options. It'll be the Bulls, the Clippers, the Nets, or the Kings.
Oh, you're not saying the position. Okay. Guess that makes it. That tells everything, right? Which one are those teams? What numbers are those teams?
That is 4, 5, 6, and 7, respectfully.
Okay.
I'm going to believe Roger that. You know what? You see what Cal's doing? Cal's going, hey, the people are going to regret passing on him. He's even better than what you think. So Cal's working it. Did you see, by the way.
Cal's also using that for recruits.
You bet. When I come back, Roger, I'm going to give you stats Sully put out last night on the prowess of Cal and the draft.
The prowess.
The prowess of the numbers that he creates in the NBA draft as a coach. It is mind-blowing. I don't know, Christian, if anybody has done what he's done in terms of first round draft choices. Is there anybody else that would be close?
Maybe Coach K.
Dean Smith, Coach K, probably.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Why don't you look up Coach K? We'll come back and see.
Coach K started doing the one and dones later than Coach Cal, though.
Yeah, so. It is.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah. He had.
Coach Cal probably had a 5-year jump on him.
Cal and Patino, they had on anybody.
Yeah, it is a remarkable achievement. Now, again, which would you rather have, Roger? Would you rather have, Coach Cal's got another, he's got two first-round draft choices in the last 2 years? This is what Kentucky fans said. We don't care that you got NBA players. We don't care that they're making billions.
That's right.
They want championships.
Well, that's what I've been saying. I know. That's fantastic.
Of course, it's where the big boys come to play.
This is madness.
What happened?
It's Sparta!
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ in Little Rock.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday